WAPJ Torrington Community Radio. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Tina Parziel is an actor, director, and the current artistic director of the Backyard Theater Ensemble. Parziel has taught theater and is now entering the world of film, which we'll be discussing later in our interview. She'll be acting in the upcoming production of Secret Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream, a production in Winstead at Whiting Mills. We have a lot to talk about, so stay tuned. We hope you enjoy our chat with Tina Parziel here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. Tina, thank you for coming here to WAPJ to talk to us on Nutmeg Chatter.
Thank you very much for having me.
I am a great fan of your work. I've seen you in a number of productions. Extremities, which was performed in Thomaston, was very moving and very extraordinary for me. I think you're an amazing actress, an accomplished actress, and I am so thrilled that you're here to talk about your work. We're going to talk about the upcoming show, but also some of the history of your world of theater, and then the things that you're going to be doing in the future, which is going to be so exciting.
Thank you.
So we have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
I guess the first question that I have for you is, let's talk about the Secret Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream. The Backyard Theater Ensemble will be performing this. Could you tell us a little bit about your role in within the Backyard Theater Company as it relates to this?
Sure. How long ago was it? Probably, I want to say about 6 months ago, I saw Keith Paul had posted this general request for people to join him on Facebook. So I went back to Backyard Theater Ensemble and I said, hey, do you guys want to do this? It sounds like it'd be pretty interesting as an ensemble piece with a bunch of different theater groups coming together to produce a piece of Shakespeare. It sounded very innovative, very interesting, and as you know, Backyard Theater always likes to do things that pushes the limits.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So we all were like, yeah, let's do this. So reached out to Keith and signed up, and we met and talked about what, you know, it would entail. And then, you know, a few months later, he gave us our scenes. So we will be doing the first scene of the play, so the opening, where we are introduced to Theseus and Aegeus and Hermia and the four lovers, really. I'll be playing Hermia, and we'll be doing that first scene where, you know, the plot is laid out. Then you'll see us again, Act 4, Scene 1, where the lovers wake up out of their daze. And finally, in the last scene, which is the play within a play, which you saw last night.
I know. I'm laughing. I'm laughing because I got to see the rehearsal last night in Thomaston. You were rehearsing in Thomaston, and it was so funny. I enjoyed that immensely. There is that play. There is a play within a play where you're purposely acting as if you were actors.
Yes. Very outlandish.
Outlandish. It was very great. It was so much fun.
Fun. We hope everybody enjoys it. So really our objective, Lucia is going to be directing, well, has been directing us. And her main objective in casting and staging this is to make Shakespeare relatable and understandable to people who are not, you know, academic, like athletes.
Yeah,
with Shakespeare.
That's Lucia Dressel, who is the director. She's directed a number of the Backyard Theater Ensemble performances.
Yep, she did Extremities with us.
Extremities.
And also acted in Glass Menagerie when we were on the main stage at Thomaston Opera House last season.
That's right. And so that's it's going to be a fantastic and a very unique show, because it's not just the Backyard Theater Ensemble
right.
who will be performing. There are going to be five different performance groups.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are actors, some of them are puppets.
Yes.
Some of them will have a dance incorporated within it. So it's going to be a very unique experience. There's going to be food provided.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is, if for those who haven't gone to Whiting Mills, and I highly recommend that you go anyway, because it's a great enclave of artists' studios. They often have an open studio third Sundays. in Wednesday, Connecticut. But in this particular show, people will be taking kind of a tour through that mill, and when they take that tour, they'll be experiencing the production from five different theater groups.
Right.
And Backyard Theater Ensemble, award-winning Backyard Theater Ensemble, is one of those groups performing in two of the scenes.
Yes. So, and then the other thing that is going to be kind of cool is, with each of the different passages, there's going to be, Keith has it planned, but there's going to be music or, like you said, snacks or other forms to keep people kind of immersed in that world. And there's also different mediums. So we're going to have live versus pre-recorded, projected
Yes.
segments. So it should be a delight to all the senses.
Just a unique experience. That's why it's Secret Shakespeare. It's a
Yes.
very unique way of experiencing Shakespeare in a very relatable and fun way. And so I think that's going to be fantastic. Now, we've used the term Backyard Theater Ensemble a lot. That is a wonderful, group, an ensemble, if you will, of theater professionals who really have put on some amazing shows. Some have won awards. And I'd like to know, how did you first get involved in the Backyard Theater Ensemble?
Oh, well, back in 2013, I was friends with a few members through another theater group, Aspen Dream Productions. They do like environmental theater, like murder mysteries, really fun.
Absolutely. Janice
Yes,
Louise Lucas,
Louise Lukas.
she has been a guest on Nutmeg Chatter. I was very
Excellent.
fortunate to talk to her and interview her as well.
So, I was working with her production company. I still am. And two of the founding members of Backyard Theater Ensemble were also part of Aspen Dream Productions. And they just kept saying, "Are you going to audition? Are you going to audition?" And finally, I went to go see a production of Shadowbox they did. And I was so blown away. I was like, "I need to be part of this group." And it was their second production. So then I auditioned for their next show. And oh, I'm sorry, it was their third production. Anyways, so I auditioned for the next show, which was five women wearing the same dress. And I don't know, I just kind of fell in love with the group and everything they stood for, kind of pushing the limits, bringing real visceral theater to the community.
Oh, absolutely.
So so I've just been involved ever since, and we've done, several productions. I think you've come to see all the ones I've been involved with.
It was Crimes of the
Yeah,
Heart was
Crimes of the Heart.
another phenomenal performance there. There was just a really standout there. Then you were part of the I mentioned Extremities before.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
That was very, for those who haven't seen Extremities, it's a very emotionally charged, does deals with a lot of serious subject matter, and it's doesn't shy away from things, and it needed a powerful performance in
Thank
the
you.
lead role there.
Thank you.
So you and now you are the artistic director,
Yes,
the
yes.
artistic director, which means that within the Backyard Theater Ensemble, this is going to be one of the this upcoming Shakespeare was one of the things that you brought to the group, and you said, "Hey, let's consider doing
Yes.
this," which and everyone agreed to it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a vision within that group for other shows moving forward, or do you think?
Yes. So we used to do our shows with Thomaston Opera House, and we've decided to look for another location just due to the fact that there's so much great theater in this area. It's difficult to kind of create that audience. So we've decided to look in other places. We are currently looking at a space in Hamden, Connecticut, and we're still kind of like in talks and everything.
Sure. And also, most of the actors, it started in Cheshire, and
Right.
most of the actors were from that area to begin with.
Right. And we kind of stumbled our way into Thomaston. So, and it's been a great home to us. But like I said, we're just looking for a place to, spread our wings. So the idea for us moving forward is to find a space that we can kind of call our own. And so we've been looking over the last year, and also in that year, people have been getting married and having babies. So it's kind of convenient that we all had these different life changes in that same year. So we've been taking some time to kind of recoup, regather, and set forth again. And we want to keep to our same mission, you know, bringing those lesser done, lesser produced pieces that push the limits, that show us the real nature of humanity and good and evil. And we just want to stay true to that, in a new space, that's all.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take our first break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about your history of theater, and also we might segue into that the future that may involve film. So we're going to talk more with Tina Parsial here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk here at WAPJ Torrington Community Radio. We're here in the studio with Tina Parsial. Tina Parsial is the artistic director of the Backyard Theater Ensemble. She is an actor within the company as well, and she'll be performing in the upcoming Secret Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream, which will be performed in Winsted at the Whiting Mills. But I've seen Tina in a number of roles. They've always been outstanding. So I guess my question to you is, when did you first catch the theater bug? When did you first decide that acting was something that to do?
I started when I was in middle school. So I think it was either sixth or seventh grade. One of my friends was like, "Hey, you're really funny. You should act with me. I do classes at the Warner Theater." I talked to my mom about it and I was pretty intrigued. So she signed me up for some classes. And the first show I think I did was like a review of musical theater called like Kids on Broadway or something. And so basically from that point on, I took classes with Isabel Carrington and, you know, I just very much grew under her tutelage.
Sure.
And then it was cool because I continued doing it in high school and in college. And then I came back and was able to work with Isabel on a more peer-based level. You know, I worked with her in the summer camp, directed a few of the shows that they put on in those two-week periods. And, you know, then I found my way to Aspen Dream Productions and Backyard Theater Ensemble. And I actually have been teaching theater in Hartford, Connecticut, at Classical Magnet School for the past 4 years.
Yes.
So I teach middle school and high school, a variety of classes, acting, as well as technical theater, where I've kind of grown in the backstage realm, you know, stage managing, lighting design, set design, directing.
Yes. Do you like directing? Is directing something that you enjoy?
I do. It's really kind of interesting being a director because when you're an actor, you kind of immerse yourself in the one role that you're given, right? You create the back history, you create the feelings and the connections to the other characters, the relationships, and you really just hone in and focus and become an expert in that character. When you're a director, you have to do that, but not just the character you're assigned. You have to do that with each and every one of the characters. You have to like get into their skin, into their mind, and figure out what makes them tick, so that you can then guide your actor to find those kind of depths that you're looking for, and then just make sure everything kind of is tied together. So, and then on top of that, you have to consider all the technical elements.
Oh,
so
yes, yes.
It's very much a juggling act. I do enjoy it. When I first came into directing, it was kind of like, hey, will you direct this? We need somebody. And the first show I directed was with Isabel. For the summer camp, it was Godspell Junior. So that was fun. And it was like, I was like, the only show I will direct is, because she wanted to do a musical. And I was like, the only one I'll do is Godspell, because I knew the music so well and I felt comfortable.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, from there, I've, you know, delved into things that are new territories. And this year, I teach theater at Classical Magnet School. And I ran the department this year and put on four different productions.
Wow,
so
that's
two
a lot.
Middle school, two
Yeah.
high school. Yeah, so it was definitely a lot. But yeah, so directing is definitely, it's a different way to examine a text and a group of characters, which is really what draws me to theater in general, just the ability to get into the mindset and the psyche of this other character and see what makes them tick, and use that as a platform to communicate some message that I care about. That's why I like theater.
Is there any type of genre within theater that you most gravitate towards? Because I've seen you in drama, I've seen you in comedy. I don't believe musicals, but you have some musical background in there. Is there any type of genre that you gravitate towards, or is it the role?
It's usually the role, or the theme, I guess, if I'm directing. With acting, I try to choose characters that I not necessarily relate to on a personal level, but that has characters that have something that either is foreign to me that I want to explore, or has some kind of message that I think is important to communicate. Like with Extremities, the character is attacked in her home, and then she basically has to fight for survival, and then at some point kind of takes on the brutality of her attacker. She locks her attacker in a fireplace with like a grate over it and is not kind to him. So for me, what drew me to that role, like, I'm not a cruel person. I've never tortured anyone, right? So like most people. And the opportunity to kind of explore that depth and that reaction was very intriguing to me. It definitely was a dark experience, but it very much opened my eyes to what kind of experiences can drive someone to take certain actions. So for me, any experience acting or on stage or, now maybe going into film, it's the character, the message that the character communicates to the audience that really draws me to a piece.
What would you say would be the difference between theater and film in terms of your view as to what you would what you get out of both experiences?
I will always, my heart is always going to be on the stage, because there is the interplay between audience and actor, because you can feel people breathing. With film, you can't feel that. And with film, there's a lot of repetition. With stage, the rehearsals happen weeks in advance and you build up to it so that when the curtain goes up, so to speak, you're ready and you're live and whatever happens will never happen again. So the moment that happens, you know what I mean? Like there is no repetition in that regard. With film, it's more polished, more refined because you have the ability to edit and redo and choose the best take. So in that regard, it's kind of like a more, I would say, a more polished and kind of refined form, whereas stage to me is more visceral and authentic
Well, and
because it's there and happening and you can't say, "Oh crap, I messed up. Let me go back." It's oh, in your head, you're like,
Take
oh,
two.
yeah, in your head, you're like, "Oh man, I messed up. Better fix it as I continue talking." So you have like that interior, or sorry, that internal monologue happening simultaneously. So that's. I mean, I think I'm really making a case for live theater right now, but that is where my heart is. And I just am trying the film thing out as another opportunity, you know.
Well, let's explore that in the third segment. What we're going to do is we're going to take another quick break, and then when we come back, let's talk about film and the what you're looking forward to and the positive things of film as we wrap up our third segment with Tina Parziel here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. I'm here in studio with Tina Parziel, and we're talking about the world of theater, but also now the world of film. That's what I want to get into in this third segment because I think it's fascinating. I think one of the things that I look forward to and just in knowing your work is that if your work is on film, that a larger audience will be able to see it and experience it, and I think that's ultimately a huge positive.
Well, thank you. It's a really nice vote of confidence. I appreciate that. So yeah, with film, I am trying to do both the on screen and the off screen things. I've done a lot of technical aspects with theater, and now I'm trying to take those skills and bring them into that world. So I guess the main objective for me is to find a larger audience. But I'm not just primarily looking to be on screen. I really enjoy the world of props. Again,
Sure.
looking at the character and the character development, being able to choose, the type of clock someone has, or the watch they wear, or the glasses they put on, the sunglasses, it's all part of their personality. And I think that, you watch a film and you wonder sometimes if attention was put into that. And I think that that's maybe a piece that's missing that I'd like to bring into the equation, looking at those objects and having them be kind of a physical manifestation of that character and their drives and desires. But looking at it from that side rather than just, oh, we need a clock,
Well, one of the hallmarks of the Backyard Theater Ensemble, and you're right, what's something that you bring to that table is that level of detail and care to each and every set piece, each and every part of the design of a particular show is. In fact, I think you did do set construction for one of the shows that
Belleville, I did set
Belleville. That's
the
right.
set dressing. Yeah. So it is. It's all relevant, and I think a lot of that can get lost in the shuffle when you're just trying to get things done. And we don't do that at Backyard Theater Ensemble. We make sure that it all gets its due course. And that's truly why I continue to always come back to them and work with them. So that's really so when you're in the audience and you're watching either a film or a piece of live theater, they're not things that you're supposed to be like, oh, I get it. They're just all supposed to be there and subliminal and creating that full experience that leads you home to that conclusion that we want you to draw. And that's all part of the director's vision. So when there's clear communication between all of those moving parts, I think it optimizes the message to the audience, and our audience members walk away having a more impactful reaction to that piece that we've created.
In terms of film itself, is it something where you'll be doing some work in New York, or would you be trying to find films that are filmed here in Connecticut?
I'm definitely open to both. The stuff I've done so far has been in New York, and actually I participated in the 48-hour film festival in New Haven, and creating connections and networking in that Connecticut film world is also important. One of my close friends is in charge of that organization, and he's really working hard to kind of pump some life into that industry, making Connecticut a place where films will be shot. They did it down in Atlanta, down in Georgia, like Savannah and Atlanta. That wasn't, that wasn't on the map a few years ago, and now it's a main location for shooting.
Yeah, they've in fact they're filming the Marvel productions there, the Infinity War and whatnot down there. Yeah, I lived in Atlanta for about 7 years, so
So
I'm very familiar with it. Right.
Were
But
you, sorry, I just questioned, were you there when all that was kind of changing, when that the winds were changing down there?
I was there when they were building. It was right after the Olympics. So what happened is right after the Olympics, there was this huge boom within building of houses and subdivisions, and then a lot of businesses were kind of relocating down there because it became larger and
A
larger
hub, yeah.
hub. So, and that's when I went down there, and then and then I moved up here. So I can definitely see especially New Haven, and that's where the that 48-hour film festival in New Haven. I could see New Haven being a hub for that, and I would not put it past the good folks who run that particular 48-hour film festival from building that. And you're going to be a part of that.
So the friend I was referring to, Patrick Whalen, he actually has talked to me. I don't want to say anything officially, but has talked to me about some different projects they're trying to build to kind of like outreach, both educationally and like workshop-based type things. So I really think that, Connecticut is ripe for the taking as far as that goes. And I know that a part of that is like, legislative kind of stuff that I don't really have a grasp of. But we have a prime location. We're, equidistant from Boston and New York. It's not as crowded. You don't have to worry about traffic noises, things like that. So, but yeah, so it's definitely an exciting kind of new endeavor for me to be coming into. So,
Well, I know that no matter what it's going to be, you'll put that same level of professionalism that you have put towards your theatrical work. And
thank
I
you.
hope that we're able to experience both the theater and the film, the work of Tina Parziel. For people who want to learn more about your work, can they reach you through the Backyard Theater Ensemble, through the website,
Yes.
or do you have
So we have a we
another
have
way?
the website. There's also we have a Facebook page. And either way, we have a pretty small organization. There's only a handful of us, so everybody knows and communicates with everyone regularly. So those are both two good ways. I also have a personal Facebook page, but I don't know if I'm searchable.
Okay.
So but Backyard Theater Ensemble is the best way to kind of find me.
Okay. Well, and that's the best way if people are working on film and they're interested in exploring what you have to offer within that film world. So, Tina, I want to thank you for coming in to WAPJ Studios here to talk about your work. I know that as from personal experience, that your work is exceptional. I enjoyed the rehearsal yesterday. The whole group. Lucia was working with everyone, and it was just such a great. It's going to be a great show.
I just wanted to say the dates in case people didn't know.
Certainly.
It'll be August 25th and 26th at Whiting Mills in Winsted, Connecticut. And both days we'll have two shows, one at 6 o'clock and one at 8 o'clock p.m.
That's fantastic. Well, Tina Parziel, thank you for coming in to Nutmeg Chatter.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Nutmeg Chatter has been a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Please stay tuned at 4 p.m. for The Hotspot with Darcy, a fantastic program with music, with interviews, and more. We want to thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed our chat here on Nutmeg Chatter.